we're getting to the point now where almost every day of the week, almost every week of the year, somebody somewhere is getting their journey disrupted by cable theft from the railway. We're not the only industry that's getting hit by this. Unfortunately, the price of copper is at a historic high, several thousand pounds per tonne for scrap copper, and that's what these people are after. So as well as stealing cables from the railway, they're also stealing from other utilities companies. The likes of BT and some of the internet companies are getting particularly badly hit at the moment. So we're all actually working together, talking to each other to look at what we can do as businesses in general to try and put some pressure, particularly in the political arena, to try and get some changes made. The main area that we're looking at is on the scrap metal industry. It's a very, it's essentially a cash-in-hand industry, and the legislation that governs it goes back to the 1950s or 60s. I don't want to paint the picture of it being, Steptoe and Son, but unfortunately there are a minority who are like that, and they will quite happily profit from commuters' misery, knowing full well that they're dealing in stolen cables. So we need tougher action so the police have the powers to shut those kinds of people down.
When it comes to being on the railways, I guess you don't know it's happening until services come grinding to a halt.
You're right. The first we knew of this incident was we got a call at 20 to 6 this morning from Hertfordshire Fire Brigade, telling us that there was a line-side fire on the railway and that they were on their way to deal with it. Now the cable had been cut and stolen from the overhead power lines. The loose ends had been left dangling. They're still live. They're still carrying electricity. And where those dangling cables had come down to ground level, then unfortunately sparked and caused a grass fire. Obviously, with the warm weather we've been having, it was almost a tinderbox. So the fire spread quite quickly, and we had to stop the trains. But as you say, the incident of theft itself could have occurred at any time between the last train last night and the first train this morning. But the first we know about it is when that first train goes through. So we have 20,000 miles of railway in this country. We do all that we can with the British Transport Police to patrol the railway and to target those hotspot areas. But there's only so much we can do in that respect, and that's why we're looking at changes to the law to give police those extra powers to really come down hard on people who are stealing this stuff and ruining people's days.
Apart from the obvious impact on commuters and also the fact that it costs to replace this, surely people are risking their lives doing this, aren't they?
People are risking their lives, and we have seen, unfortunately, a number of people killed trying to steal cable in the last couple of years. Particularly when you're looking to steal from the overhead lines, the main power lines that power trains carry 25,000 volts. Now, if you come into contact with one of those, there's a very, very, very small chance you'll end up anything other than dead. And people are really, really putting their lives at risk by looking to get anywhere near those. You don't just have to touch the cable to get electrocuted. If you go within a couple of feet, you've got a metal buckle on your belt. You've got metal eye holes in your laces in your shoes. The electricity can jump out, can arc, and hit you. And 25,000 volts is it really doesn't bear thinking about. There's also the danger of simply trespassing on the railway. Whilst passenger services do stop for a few hours each night, it does give us a few hours to get on and do engineering works if we want to. There are places in the country where freight trains particularly run 24 hours a day, as well as our own engineering trains that we use for our guys to get to places where they're carrying out improvement work in the middle of the night. So it's wrong for people to assume that the railway is empty in the middle of the night. And it's certainly very, 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 very stupid of them to assume that they're doing anything other than putting their lives at risk.